Lisa Sawyer has been homeless on and off for more than 3 years. By day, she sells the Real Change street newspaper downtown. But by night, her situation gets less predictable. When the house she rented a room in burned down, she says she couldn't find another affordable place. Sometimes she and her boyfriend stay with friends. Sometimes they're in motels. Sometimes they're on the streets. Sawyer says shelters are not an option because they can't find a couple's shelter. This is her story, in her words.
Come get your Real Change, folks. It's still hot and still fresh. It's a brand new one.
My name is Lisa Sawyer. I'm a Real Change vendor, Vendor of the Year. I've been selling for the past 2 years. Been homeless is over 3 years. I'm also a homeless advocate, and I fight for a change in Seattle. We're over here at the waterfront, right next door to the aquarium. There's a little park. We sleep right in a corner where there's a table and a bench because we feel more safe and secure. You don't have to worry about getting your stuff jacked behind you. You can see what's right in front of you or right next to you.
Real Change, folks, they're brand new today. Come check it out, it's still hot and fresh. Would you like one today, young lady?
People been out here for different reasons. Some people can't afford rent. Some people got house fires. Anything is possible. Me, it was a house fire. That's the reason why I came homeless, and I've been looking ever since. I just want a place and be done with homelessness because right now I'm exhausted. I am tired. It's tough out here. It's tough anywhere I go. I'm ready to be inside. I want a place that I could call home. And I want to cook again. I want to watch TV again. I want to do my laundry. I just want to be normal. Because you get a lot of people looking down upon you when you have all different types of bags. Even more than one backpack. I apply for apartments online. I even talk to people. Not a lot of people want to talk to me. I think a lot of people just want people that work for Amazon, people work for Boeing, Microsoft, those type of people. The ones that actually, they know they could afford it. If you tell them your homelessness or one suspect if you're homeless, they might not even get back to you or anything like that. It's hard just for having people just look down upon me. I'm just hoping that I'll get that place soon because I'm scared. I don't want to be out here any longer. It really hurts, and every year I tell myself that I'm going to get out, hopefully by Christmas, hopefully by the end of summer. As soon as I give my hopes up, it's gone. It's just hard for me to accept the fact that I'm still homeless. I still don't have a place. I've been out here for more than 3 years. I think this is such important for me getting inside. Because it's getting more dangerous out here. And you actually feel like you're normal. You can have friends again. You don't have to feel embarrassed you're homeless. I was embarrassed to tell my family I was homeless. One of my family members barely talked to me. I don't even get invited for holidays. It's just hard. I'm just an ordinary person that wants to be inside.